Brothers and sisters, I'm delighted to be here on this occasion and to have this opportunity to speak. To the moms and the dads, I wish you had been in the hallway where we were as your sons and daughters were coming into this auditorium. There was a great deal of excitement and a great deal of energy, some squeals and some screams and a lot of hugs and a lot of shaking of hands. It was a joyous celebration. Today we meet in this commencement ceremony to honor you and your families, and to celebrate your accomplishments at Ricks College. You have concluded your studies and your time at Ricks. This morning we pause to look back on your time on this campus, and as we do so, we see achievement and growth and success. Now to the graduates, I am sure you look back and note with gladness that the homework and the tests and the quizzes and the papers are finally finished. At least they better be. Truly, today is a day of rejoicing. It is interesting to me that the official name for today's celebration is commencement. This ceremony is not called a finishment or a concludement or a completement nor an endment. I think it is significant that the emphasis today is upon the concept of commencing, even as you are finishing an important phase of your life. The word commence means to begin, to enter upon, and to initiate formally by taking the first step. It is in the spirit of looking to the future rather than to the past that I want to speak with you briefly this morning. The word commence in its various forms is used 73 times in the Holy Scriptures. As I have considered speaking with you this morning, I have been particularly drawn to section 9 of the Doctrine and Covenants and the lessons taught there about both commencing and persisting. Now, the history of section 9 is significant. Oliver Cowdery was assisting the prophet Joseph Smith in the work of translating the Book of Mormon. Oliver had an earnest desire to also translate, and for a period of time, he was granted that spiritual gift to be able to translate. However, that gift was revoked, and in section 9, beginning in verse 4, it says, "Behold, the work which you are called to do is to write for my servant Joseph. And behold, it is because that you did not continue as you commenced when you began to translate that I have taken away this privilege from you. Do not murmur, my son, for it is wisdom in me that I have dealt with you after this manner." Then come verses that most of us could recite verbatim. "Behold, you have not understood. You have supposed that I would give it unto you when you took no thought, save it was to ask me. But behold, I say unto you that you must study it out in your own mind. Then you must ask me if it be right. And if it is right, I will cause that your bosom shall burn within you. Therefore, you shall feel that it is right." I suspect, brothers and sisters, that Oliver Cowdery, when he first received that gift, was very excited and very eager. But yet the rebuke came that he had not continued as he commenced. I think that's a significant lesson for us today as we participate in this commencement ceremony. My sincere desire for each of you is that you will continue as you have commenced in righteousness at Ricks College and learn throughout your life, learning both the things of the Spirit and the honorable things of the world, and press forward on the pathway to becoming a valiant disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray that you are leaving Ricks with a love for learning and a capacity to hear and hearken to the tutoring influence of the Holy Ghost. I hope you have truly learned to love learning. Learning how to learn is an essential skill you will need to be successful in the rapidly changing and uncertain world in which you will live. Now, I'd like to conclude on a personal note. Sister Bednar and I will always have fond memories of this particular graduating class because you are the first group of students with whom we have worked and served at Ricks College. We thank you for making us feel so welcome. We appreciate your kindnesses and your expressions of support. We have so much enjoyed having you in our home for family home evening and ice cream, the opportunities to visit and talk about your challenges, and just simply becoming better acquainted and learning to love you. Indeed, we love you, and we will miss you. And we expect to hear from you, and we expect that you will let us know about the things that are happening in your life. As our sons have left home for college and for missions, Sister Bednar and I have shared with them the following counsel. Remember that you represent the Savior. Remember that you represent your family. And remember that you represent the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And as now you are leaving Ricks College, may I add one more item to that list. And remember that you represent Ricks College. Today you are beginning a new journey by taking the first step, or commencing. May you continue as you have commenced in righteousness. May you continue to grow in your knowledge and testimony of the Savior. May you use your talents to bless the lives of other people. May you raise righteous families in the light of the restored gospel. And may you always remember with fondness your time and experiences at Ricks College. My dear brothers and sisters, I testify that God lives. I know that Jesus is the Christ. I testify that He is real, and so declare in the sacred name of Jesus Christ. Amen.